25 minutes after 2 o'clock, you're listening to WDET, and this is Detroit Today. Good afternoon, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter. It's been more than 20 years since techno music was first recognized as a musical genre. The young black DJs who once spun records in Detroit basements, abandoned warehouses, and after-hours clubs are now considered royalty on the electronic dance club circuit in Japan and Europe. Inspired by the sounds of legendary Detroit techno artists, such as Carl Craig and Mike Banks, the next generation of DJs began mixing traditional techno sounds and music from their Latin roots to create a subgenre known as Latin techno. As part of our occasional series, Feet in Two Worlds, Martina Guzman reports on a sound influenced by automobile assembly lines and the city that now has a Spanish accent.
Archer Records in Detroit is one of the few companies in the world that still presses vinyl records. In an era of iPods and compact discs, the 44-year-old company has kept a piece of Detroit industry and manufacturing alive, thanks to techno artists. DJs from all over the world send their tracks to Archer Records to get transferred onto vinyl.
We fill the buckets full of three-quarter virgin vinyl and one-quarter of the regrind. Then we let it cool off and grind it in our machine over here, grind it down into little chips.
33-year-old Andy Garcia spends his days surrounded by vintage machinery, making records.
Comes out into a little patty. It's a hockey puck, same size and consistency of a hockey puck almost.
Garcia started out spinning techno records. In the late 1990s, his love for creating music allowed him to transition from DJ to producing techno and working at Archer Records.
I came to Archer Record Press because that's where the records that I always bought were from. There was all a little ARP stamp on each record, and I was always like, man, where are these records coming from? Every good record that I've ever bought has been with this ARP stamp on it. I gotta, like, if I ever make a record, it's going to have this stamp on it, because it's almost like a holy stamp, a stamp of excellence, a stamp that says you're doing it the right way.
Along the way, Latinos like Garcia started to make their own mark on the genre, changing the techno sound from this to this. Latin techno, a style that mixes Latin rhythms with techno beats, is now a staple of the worldwide electronic music scene. No longer an art form owned solely by Detroiters, DJs like Pepe Braddock from France and Kenny Dope Gonzalez from New York have continued to develop the style. The sexy Latin rhythms and electronic beats can also be heard in locally owned dance clubs and bars, as well as corporate-owned venues like Detroit's MGM Grand Casino.
We'll show you like how we'll loop something and then like just put a like simple 4/4 kick behind it.
In an old renovated brewery not far from downtown, 34-year-old Andres Ruiz from Hijacked Records and his music partner Corbin get together on a weekly basis to mix beats and create music. Reese, also known as DJ Drew, can take a Latin recording, mix it with a techno beat, and create a whole new sound.
Do it like that. We can like make it really sound dirty and grimy.
Let's see what it sounds like when it's in the track.
Speed it up.
A regular in the techno music scene, Reese now focuses on producing records. His deep love of music came from listening to legendary Mexican singers on Sundays with his parents.
My parents would bust out dancing in the living room, you know. My mom would be like heckling like a crazy Spanish woman. I mean, it's all because like their love of the music, you know. It really hits the heart, and like I think that's where musically I was formulated. My mom was a big fan of Juan Gabriel, Los Bukis, Vicente Fernandez, just like a lot of soulful, a lot of like horns, you know, just a lot of like, I don't know, driving, dancing style of music that just, you couldn't escape it.
Detroit's most famous Latin techno DJ, DJ Rolando, couldn't escape it either. Rolando's Mexican roots led him to create Night of the Jaguar. the track that in the late 90s brought Latin techno out of Detroit basements and took it to a worldwide audience.
Rolando had a very big impact on the scene all over the world over the last 15 years. I bet it's been played almost every night of the week, every weekend, somewhere around the world since then. It's that influential. The respect is extraordinary. The love for the music is beyond a lot of our comprehension.
Walter Wasak, a veteran music critic and writer, says Night of the Jaguar turned perceptions of techno on their head, breaking into other genres of dance music and becoming a classic.
It's that kind of techno track that you hear if you go out clubbing in Belgium or in Bratislava or in Moscow or somewhere. You'll probably hear Night of the Jaguar. At the recent Movement Festival this past May, just walking around one afternoon, I must have heard it three or four times on different stages, played by different DJs.
Wasak says Rolando became a member of the Underground Resistance, a renegade techno collective and musical force in the Motor City music scene.
Rolando brought this Latino influence into the kind of music they were doing, and that this all fit into the bigger picture that Underground Resistance was trying to convey.
Underground Resistance, the anti-establishment music faction, created an atmosphere where DJs from different backgrounds could bring their ethnic roots to techno music.
Or there was another guy involved in UR shortly after that, Frankie Yunkai, whose family was from Yugoslavia. He started adding these Balkan rhythms into the music, and that became part of the UR sound as well.
Much like the city's industrial legacy, Detroit's inspiration and inventiveness continues to influence the world.
We just have this production kind of mentality, or this way of doing things, where we actually physically do something. We make something here. We want to execute. We have ideas, and we want to execute those ideas.
For WDET, I'm Martina Guzman.